Army National Guard, aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he'd accept information on a campaign opponent from a foreign government.
I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening.
He tells ABC he might or might not report that to the FBI. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells MSNBC the president's giving the green light to other nations wanting to interfere in the election.
We are going to have to spell it out crystal clear in the law that getting dirt from a foreign power is considered a prohibited foreign contribution to a campaign.
His committee, meantime, has subpoenaed former Deputy Trump campaign manager Rick Gates and former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Crews are rescued after explosions on two oil tankers.
The U.S. Navy's on the scene, assisting after two oil tankers heading for Asia are hit in suspected attacks near the coast of Iran Thursday in the Gulf of Oman.
Fox's Lillian Wu, Iran's government has denied involvement in similar recent attacks. This is Fox News.
Stars and Stripes forever. Star Spangled Banner. You can call me Old Glory, but let's just keep it simple. Just call me Flag. Oh, say, can you see? Okay. A little flag humor. Well, you probably don't recognize me. Say, who is that, Evel Knievel? No way. Yeah, you see, you can't recognize me because
I'm in my birthday suit. Yes.
I'm wearing the original 13 here. Yeah. I remember Miss Betsy sitting there going,
well, this could be the start of something big. Whoa. Oh, Tom, don't be a pain.
Yes. I was born June 14th, 1777. That makes me a Gemini. That means I'm kind of unpredictable, crazy. Yes. I like the outdoors, and I'm the life of any party, whether it be Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, anything libertarian, I'll be there. You know, I'm 204 years old. People say, Flag, how do you stay so young? Is it jogging? No. Is it tennis? No. It's waving. And unfurling. Richard Simmons, eat your heart out. Yeah, but it hasn't always been easy for me, though. I had a tough puberty. Yeah, war, famine, invasion, and 1861, well, I had a little skin problem that broke out into 34 stars. But now, well, a little patience, and look what we got now. Look at this. Hold on here. Yeah, we got your Tennessee. How are you doing today? Here's Vermont. You can't get there from here. Oh, and there's California.
For sure, totally.
Like I said before, you know, I had a tough time for a while. I've been in a lot of wars. They fired missiles and muskets at me, but you know, come the dawn's early light, I'm still there. You know what I'm talking about? And you know, I've been made into everything from designer jeans to t-shirts, and I've even been a cape for Mick Jagger. Well, all right! The rocket's red glare, well, all right! But people haven't always been respectful to me. Sometimes it's been tough. There have been some people try and spit on me, trample me, burn me. Foreigners and occasionally some Americans too, but I don't let it get me down because I'm not a stay-at-home kind of flag. You know, I've been to Europe. I've been to both North and South Pole. I was at Iwo Jima. Recently, I've even been to the moon. Of different postures. When I'm like this, that means everything's okay. When I'm upside down, well, put on your Mae West and hit the deck. But when I'm like this, well, that's not my favorite position because, well, that's half-mast. I don't mean to bum you out. I didn't come here to depress you. But I gotta tell you something honestly. I haven't been getting out much lately. I guess it's not very chic to put up the flag anymore, you know? Muffin and I have a flag, but we haven't found it for very long. Hey, but look at it this way. Don't look at it as saluting me. Look at it as saluting yourselves. You know, hey, I'm just a flag, a symbol. You're the people. If I may say so from here, long may you wave.
Week of slaving behind a hot microphone, even the best morning show can be a little dazed and confused. Greg Budell, are you happy that the weekend's here?
All right.
Jay Scott, before I became your announcer here on the morning show, had we ever met before?
We had geography together, remember?
Oh, yeah. Emily Hayes, have you got anything big planned this week in Twice a Day Millbrook?
Nothing at all.
Not even once? Bailey, the Wonder Dog, are you ready for some rest this weekend? Now that's what you call dog tired. And Rich Thomas, what's on your agenda for the weekend?
I love those redheads.
Well, good hunting, weatherman. And that covers all of you guys, but nobody asked me about my weekend.
What do you want to do?
I want to sit back and listen to three men and a lady.
All right.
Well, again today, it's two men and a fine attorney.
Because I'm a comic, you
want to
know why?
Because Emily Hayes is out of town and Rich is in San Diego. We play Robin Williams.
Because I'm a comic, you want to know why?
It's Flag Day and we choose to celebrate here. But first, the big announcement.
Our first name of the day, Mackenzie Kilpatrick.
Mackenzie Kilpatrick.
That is correct. Mackenzie Kilpatrick. Would you like to join in and say that name too?
Mackenzie Kilpatrick.
That is correct. give us a call. You have the rest of the hour to call 396-5477 and get qualified for a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraise at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1. Mackenzie Kilpatrick. Now, if you want to hear your name called, we're going to be calling out names for the rest of the day. We're going to be doing it next week, too. It's the last week next week. That is the final week for it. So get registered at newstalk931.com. Click on the banner there and then register to win. Then listen for your name.
It's so simple.
Easy.
Even a busy weatherman could do it.
Adorable.
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a rare June treat. It won't last for long, but we have low humidity, comfortable temperatures continuing. Today, more sunshine, high around 87. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortable, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, you'll start to feel more humidity in the air. High temperature up to about 91, feeling more like summertime. Rain chances, not zero, but I have them under 20% tomorrow. A little better chance on Sunday and Monday, with scattered hit or miss storms both days. High temperatures around 90, lows at night around 70. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. It is 14 minutes after 6 o'clock. Our TV topic a little bit later on, in about 26 shopping minutes from now. Peak Dad. Now, let me ask you about your dad. Was he... Well, you know me a little bit.
What do you want to know?
Did he laugh at his own bad jokes? Did he dance awkwardly?
You're describing my husband.
Oh! Well, he's a dad.
Yeah, he's a dad, and he finds that he is funnier than he really is, and so he laughs at his own dad jokes. And he dances when he eats, you know, like Winnie the Pooh.
Wow.
It's adorable.
I have read the list. There's 10 items here.
What are the 10 items?
Laughing at your own jokes.
Yes.
Busting out bad dad dance moves. Embarrassing your kids on purpose. Now, that's what I'm going to talk about.
No, that's my dad. My dad does that. Especially when I was in high school and I would bring boys over.
Oh.
There's a story I can tell you off the air about my dad drinking some Guinness beer and then just royally embarrassing me in front of a date. It has to do with some flatulence.
Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Was there a second date?
Actually, there was. But yeah, my dad is, he's actually got a very dry sense of humor.
Nice to meet you, son.
Exactly. And I was like, mortified.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, that's what I managed to not do.
Oh, but he was like purposefully doing it. And I was like, oh my.
Manning the grill, that's my job.
That's my husband.
Well, the next two, not so much. Getting excited to go to home improvement stores or doing repairs. My dad always said, son, mm-hmm. you're going to have to learn how to gap your spark plugs or you're going to have to pay somebody to do it. So I decided to make enough money to pay somebody to do it.
I don't think my dad would let me get my driver's license until I knew how to change a tire and jump my car off.
Wow.
It was just responsible, you know, like being stranded on the side of the road. I needed to know how to be able to take care of myself.
Spending lots of time in the shed.
My dad did that a lot.
What was out there?
He had a side business working on people. He worked on neighbors' lawnmowers and little garden equipment type stuff that people would have break down. He would work over. It was just in the neighborhood type stuff, and they would. I say side business. It was a hobby for him, and they would pay him for it. It wasn't like he had an invoice set up or some other.
Like he enjoyed it. It just happened to be.
And he had a place out there where he'd work on our lawn equipment or his motorcycle, which he had as well. He would work on that. So,
a lot of dads, when they get to be in their 50s, get this motorcycle thing. My dad did. My mother was, like, livid. Why are you, you know...
Oh, Mom rode the motorcycle with him.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a tour bike. It was a Goldwing. If anybody out there is familiar with what those are touring bikes. Those are motorcycles that have a reverse and air conditioning. Or a heater. They have a heater, I'm sorry. They have
that sounds like right up my motorcycle alley.
Yeah.
Does it have a sidecar? Because I've always wanted to, like, put my dog in there.
You could put, yeah. I mean, any bike can come with a sidecar, but they didn't have one on there.
That's one of the great episodes of Andy Griffith when Barney acquires some old World War I motorcycle with a sidecar. And the town folk, he puts Andy in the sidecar. He persuades Andy to get in it, but the town folk pranked him and took the wheels off. So when Barney pulls away, Andy's just sitting there in this banana boat. It's pretty funny. Every dad has a chair, taking mid-afternoon naps, and wearing cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts. I call them my husband's purse pants.
Purse pants.
Look, the older you get as a guy, the more pockets you need. That's why I wear these things. They're functional.
Well, like, he doesn't have anything in his purse pants.
Purse pants.
I mean, like, he wears the purse pants, but, like, absent. Okay, my husband always has a weapon on him. Just the type of job he does. He always has a weapon of sorts, even if we're at church. But, like, I ask him, why are you wearing all these tactical purse pants if you don't have anything in your pockets? He has his wallet and his gun, but, like, nothing else in there. I'm like, why do you need all of those options?
It's deception.
And his answer is?
He doesn't. He just I like them. And now he calls them purse pants.
Yeah, no, I like that, purse pants. They're fantastic. When I fly, I usually wear them.
Your purse pants?
Well, they're short, cargo shorts anyway, because there's so many things that I can, once I pass security, there's so many things that I can put into my pocket so that I don't have to dig for it when I'm sitting in.
You don't have to bring your real purse.
The flight, you know?
Yeah.
I can put my...
Your snacks?
My phone, my headphone, my headphones can be tangled up in one. My passport or my, you know, my boarding pass goes in another. It's just stuff that I don't have to get up and get out of my carry-on in the overhead bin while we're flying.
Your man satchel.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot of...
Purse pants are good.
Purse pants.
Yeah. We got a lot of good dad-related stuff for the show today, including some electrifying news for Pops. But first, your local news at 620. And it is really nice outside this morning.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Prattville police have arrested two people in connection to a shooting at Victoria Place Apartments. Police say 20-year-old LaDante Garrison and 19-year-old DeCorian Taylor are charged with two counts of attempted murder and one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. Andalusia police make an arrest after a high-speed chase yesterday. Officials say 42-year-old Christopher Clinton evaded police after a traffic stop yesterday afternoon. He is now charged with reckless endangerment and attempting to elude law enforcement. And crews will soon begin work on Zelda Road in Montgomery. City officials say resurfacing will begin Monday evening and should only last a few days. Drivers should expect delays in the area throughout the project. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations. And also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
And this is all about a new survey.
Our survey said
dad bods are more popular than ever with women and men. 71% would describe the dad bod. What is a dad bod?
I don't know. You know, I think it changes, but I think a dad bod is like a normal male physique. Like, it's not a guy that's like...
What's a normal male physique?
Well, you know, it's not a guy that like spends like, you know, 6 hours in the gym every day, or it's not like, you know, a super tall, lanky guy. It's like a normal, average...
Let's see if the internet has defined dad bod.
Dad bod.
What is a dad...
While you're looking that up, let's hear a little song from Sam Hunt on this very topic.
Oh.
71% of men say dad bod has become fully accepted by society.
There he is again outside. He's mowing the lawn. And he isn't too shy, cause he don't got a shirt on. I can see his beer gut. It's hanging out. You don't get a body like that by working out. Body like a dad bod. Wash more dabs along gone. This guy got a wife and then they had some kids. He doesn't care no more. He just let himself go. I sure hope I don't end up looking like him.
So what you got there on the intranets there, Jay?
Dad bod being a... as defined by whatever the Google says here, is that it's a slim body, but it's not toned or
like,
athletic or anything like that. Now,
it's there's a little squishy.
There's a flow chart to find out if you have a dad bod.
Oh, there's a flow chart. I got to see this.
Yeah. Are you a man?
No.
Then you do not have a dad bod.
But let me answer for my husband. Okay. And if you're listening, honey, I love you. Okay, so yes.
Are you between the ages of 20 and 54?
Yes.
All right. If you answered no, then you do not have a dad bod. If you answered yes, Then it goes down to the. Then it goes down to a chart. It says find your height on the left, and then read right until you find your weight.
Okay, so he's 5'9", 5'10", maybe.
And
he's like, I'll look at the chart because I don't think he wants me to say his weight on the air.
If he's 5'10", here are the weights.
And if he totally has a dad bod.
So he's within there?
He's within the red zone.
Okay. Is your BMI in the... See, we don't know if what his BMI would be. But if it's between 25 and 29, which is the dad bod zone, then you have that. Let me see. Mine is going to not be... Yeah, no, I'm not making the dad bod.
So my husband has a dad bod.
Yep. Which is fine because I'm not a dad.
You can still have a dad bod. With your purse pants.
With my purse pants.
Get your purse pants and your dad bod. Somebody better give you a card this weekend.
You know that what a sex symbol you are when you have a dad bod. Anyway, it's nice to see the level of acceptance on these. We've got the timeline coming up just a little bit. I'll do my best to fill in for Rich. And also, I'm your substitute teacher in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting this morning. At 6:25, we'll hit the traffic dungeon for our first report from Mr. Balaki. And then we'll join our TV folks to talk more about Peak Dad and the acceptance of the dad bod.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch getting a Friday morning kicked off, and we don't see a lot of problems on the roadways. I-65 and I-85 are moving along smoothly. If you're on the boulevard, we are starting to see a little bit of traffic building up. Watch yourself around the intersections. The 31s all look great this morning. Let's be careful as we head into work. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every Mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every Mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year 20-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sunday, it is Father's Day. It's your daddy's special day. He made you who you are today. Get off the couch, don't be a slouch, and spend a day with him. That dad is yours. One day each year, that dad is yours. Wear sandals and white socks. Repeating stories when he talks. He's always right and never wrong. He's yelling at you, go mow the lawn. It's Father's Day, don't buy a tie. Don't buy a tie. Your dad don't need another tie. Your dad don't need another tie. Father's Day.
It is 6:30 with Rich Thomas in San Diego.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
He's attending a water conference out there. I am your substitute timeline host and substitute teacher for the summer school broadcasting, Greg Goodell, at 6:30. On this date, 244 years ago, the U.S. Army was founded. Happy birthday, United States Army. Thank you for all your sacrifice for all of us. The Continental Congress made the Stars and Stripes the first national flag. Today is Flag Day, and if Rich was here, he would verify this. It used to be a big day.
Should be a big day.
It always should be a big day.
America.
You'd see, you'd go down our block, Scottsdale Avenue, when I was a kid, and every house would have a flag out. And it became a big deal to place the flag in the flag holder.
It should be a big deal. Maybe we should bring it back.
I think we should.
Make it a thing here in Montgomery.
But, you know,
some neighborhoods do. And I saw this morning, Halcyon. And some of the neighborhood associations will put flags out.
Yes.
I love that.
Now, I'm just throwing this out there because I have a flagpole,
mm-hmm.
but the rope for the flag is kind of rotten.
Mm.
So I need somebody who knows where I can find a flag that you can put on a flagpole so I can put one up.
I don't know. The reason why we don't have one is because, going back to dads, talking about, you know, my dad was in the military, and he's real, real particular about the flag and it being done properly.
Yes.
And how you're supposed to, unless it has a light on it, take it in every night and do all these things. So I'm not responsible enough, I don't think, to make sure that I do it properly and accurately. But we could Amazon.
They taught us that stuff in school, like, don't let the flag touch the ground or George Washington will rise out of the earth and scold you.
Really? Is that what they would tell you?
That made it seem like a very, very horrible punishment will occur.
With his wooden teeth.
If you happen to let any part of the flag touch, I know we may have some very passionate people out there, I understand. We were. But we were also kids, and the corner might have slipped out of our hand while
Don't tell anybody.
Fold or something like that. Just grab it.
Don't say a word.
Never intentional, put it that way.
I don't know if it's coincidence. It was this date, 1954. Ike signed an order adding the words "under God" to the Pledge of Allegiance, and left-wing groups have been trying to have it removed ever since, if they say it at all. Bastards. This date, 1961, country legend Patsy Cline sustained serious head injuries in a car wreck after she went through the windshield.
Whoa.
This happened in Madison, Tennessee. She recovered, then died in a plane crash 2 years later. And now it's time for our song of the day. And sometimes it's great to play a certain song at a certain time of the day as the sun begins its journey upwards to greet it with a little glibby gloop gloopy, a little nibby nobby noopy, shalala lolo.
Really?
Good morning, starshine. Here's Oliver from 1969, the year the earth stood still, on your timeline. At 6:30, we don't have a lot of time to play the song, but it's going to become one of our daybreakers that we play just before 6, after people return to this planet from George Norrie's show. It was on this date 30 years ago. How memorable was this? It was big news when Zsa Zsa Gabor was arrested for slapping a Beverly Hills cop. It was scandalous. I guess Oliver was playing in her car radio.
Snap out of it!
Yeah. That's the only slap I got. Kevin Costner's Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves came out on this date in 1991. And it got kind of a big...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Yeah, but that song went on forever.
Hey, dad joke alert.
Uh-oh.
This date, 1996, Jim Carrey's movie The Cable Guy came out, but most theaters only showed it between 3 and 6, so you had to kind of guess when they were going to...
That was funny.
Yeah?
No, I got that.
Good.
Yeah. I got it.
21 years ago to
Although Bulls. 3 and 6 is very generous with the time.
It yeah,
was a,
no.
That gap was a little bit larger.
Between 8 and 5.
You got to work to pay the darn cable bill. $223 a month. I don't even get HBO for that.
We cut the cable. And I don't miss it. Sorry out there to all the cable listeners, but...
The only good thing is it's deductible on my state income tax form.
Well, and you watch things that you can't get on the antenna.
Right. Well, I like the Smithsonian Channel.
Yeah, you and the Smithsonian Channel.
All right, let's go over today's celebrities. Oh, 6:35. Let's see who's celebrating today. People that we actually know. Diablo Cody. No, Steffi Graf, 50. That's the first name I recognize. Oh, hey, guess what, Jay? It's Yasmin Bleeth's birthday today.
Oh, boy.
She's a superstar. Yasmin Bleeth. Is 51, probably still hot.
So it means we get to talk like this all day because we've got Yasmin Bleeth.
And happy birthday to our president.
For shizzle.
Who is 73 today, making America great again. And Marla Gibbs, Florence, who got a huge hand in that live All in the Family Jefferson show a couple of weeks back. She is 88 years old today. And that is your timeline with your host, me, Philly the Rich. Let's grab this call from Sam real quick here. Sam, good morning.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Greg, did you say you're looking for a deal on a good quality flag?
A flag that I can run up a pole. I have the pole.
Oh. Okay. No, Harbor Freight has got a good quality flag for $8. But, you know, and I believe they sell rope, too. But it's made in China, but it looks great.
Well,
made in China, but it looks great.
Yeah, man.
If I can find somebody who can show me how to set it up, that's all I need, really.
Okay.
Get the flag.
I missed that part. Somebody, a good fisherman, somebody knows how to run some line. That's all I can say.
I used to do that at school. I was in the color guard. We used to put the flag up every morning. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, you have a good day.
Appreciate it. All right, it is incredibly nice outside. Temperatures in the 60s, low humidity. Let's get the forecast from Rich all the way from San Diego.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a rare June treat. It won't last for long, but we have low humidity, comfortable temperatures continuing. Today, more sunshine, high around 87. Tonight, mostly clear, comfortable, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, you'll start to feel more humidity in the air. High temperature up to about 91, feeling more like summertime. Rain chances not zero, but I have them under 20% tomorrow. A little better chance on Sunday and Monday with scattered hit or miss storms both days. High temperatures around 90, lows at night around 70. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
6:38, Rich was texting me from San Diego yesterday and sent pictures from Petco Park.
Padres
are out of town, but...
He posted those on Facebook, and he got a nice little tour of the park with nobody there. Got to be in the dugout in the lounge there, and
I did that with the Dodgers years ago.
The Dodgers.
I had to see what an incredible stadium in terms of where it sits, like in this bowl in the middle of mountains, a ravine. That's why it's called Chavez Ravine, I guess. Do we have time to squeeze into traffic?
He hasn't given us a heads up, so I don't know.
All right, let's twist the dragon's tail here.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at the traffic as you get this Friday morning started, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We see some traffic building up on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. I-85 and I-65 are moving along pretty smoothly. No big issues on the...
On CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Oh, well, I tried.
Now, it's not possible to be the cool dad forever, whether you want to or not. Eventually, you become the not-so-cool dad, and... Greg's going to tell us about that.
God.
Stop signs that you hit. God. A new survey. You laugh at your own bad jokes. I thought that was just a given.
Yeah.
You bust out bad dance moves, embarrass your kids on purpose. My dad does that one all the time. Always man the grill and constantly do repairs around the house.
All right, let's bring in 3 men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. 2 men, 1 lady. How you doing this morning, guys?
You're killing him. You're killing it.
You guys are so bad to Greg.
You're just deflated.
It's supposed to be my weekend.
We didn't even see Greg, and we were already talking about him.
I actually thought it was kind of cool, like, when they talk about your family in school. What does your dad do? Well, my dad drives a bus, or... And those are all respectable things, but I always thought my daughter kind of had a cool advantage, because my dad's a disc jockey. He's on the radio.
Is that what you thought?
But let me just warn you, especially since
I'm more concerned with the voice you use since your daughter.
Since my dad's a disc jockey,
is your daughter a disc jockey?
No, but she can be heard. She's got, you know, when she needs to be heard, she can be heard. And Andrew, it won't be long before you're a dad, and it'll be very cool. When your child gets to say...
Do we have breaking news?
My dad's a news anchor. Well, I'm thinking down the road, of course.
Oh, okay.
And if you're lucky...
He can stop turning red now, yeah. He's immediately panicking.
Breaking news. Now, if you're lucky, having a kid is great, but if you're really lucky, you'll have a daughter, because the greatest thing that can happen to a man is to be the father of a daughter. And it's also fun to... Now, one of the things on the list here, besides the bad dance moves and the bad jokes, is embarrassing your kids on purpose. And that was my leverage card. I did a pretty good impersonation of Barney, the dinosaur. Oh. And
your poor daughter.
She lived in fear that I would erupt as Barney, but only under certain conditions. The whole thing started, I had a birthday party for her. And I hired a Barney guy, you know, in a costume. For $175.
Did so he dress up as Barney?
The guy comes over.
Yes, he did.
And the guy, you know, he's wearing this Barney costume, and he's just kind of like it was.
Notice the dad moves that Greg's got going on.
Like Barney on.
Yes.
It was like Barney on pot or something. It was just.
What?
He didn't make any noise. He didn't. He was not animated. So I put him in the garage. I said, "Give me that thing. I want
the costume.
The costume.
Not the pot."
No.
I wasn't gonna say it. I wasn't. Just making sure we're clear here. I'm all about facts.
So I said, I'll show you how to use this costume. So I put it on, and I came back into the party. Hoo-hoo! Hey, boys and girls! You know, I did all the Barney moves.
How did that go?
Hoo-hoo! Hey, happy birthday, Janelle!
Instant replay. We need.
Well, down the road, when I have kids and I need a Barney impersonator, I know who I'm calling.
For you, I would do it for free. So, the Barney thing, that works. You got to learn how to teach us some other dad tricks, too, like disciplinary measures. The exploding tickle bomb, except I got nobody to tickle.
Oh, my God.
This is how it works.
Jay? You may. Thanks for not volunteering me. I appreciate that.
No, this is.
We know better.
Yeah.
No, like if your kid is getting hyperactive in the car, somebody say exploding tickle bomb, you make a fist and your thumb is the fuse and you strike it against your lip and. And then you just keep doing that until it explodes, and then you start tickling all over. And they hate that, and they'll behave.
They hate it.
There's another technique called the claw machine that's fun, too. These are the things that dads can teach other dads.
We see a new side of Greg.
every morning.
Every morning. All right, guys. Great talking to you all this
morning. And Greg, you have a great Father's Day. Yes,
and by the way, happy Stepdad's Day, too. Stepdads, we got to remember them. I'm one of those, and I'm proud of them.
Bye.
Awesome. Have a great weekend, guys. If you want to hear more from Kevin and Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Now that I've embarrassed myself in front of you guys, I couldn't
and
tell
all of Montgomery watching.
Was that bad?
No, it was adorable.
Well, that's not a word often applied to me, but I appreciate
dancing
it.
Dancing around like Barney.
Yep.
Well, you know, dads kind of owe it to other dads to teach them these things. Now, we didn't get a complete traffic report, and that was my fault. I thought we'd have enough time to squeeze that in, to wedge it in, but I didn't call in the wedgement. There's a dad joke.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you into a Friday morning, and things look great out on the roadways. This morning, we don't have any delays for you. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. If you're on the boulevard, traffic is building up around the intersection, so watch out where you're headed. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any delays this morning. Let's be careful as we get our weekend started. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The song asks the question, I want to know what love is. And you kind of learn that when you find the great love of your life, like Jacqueline has, and you get married, or me with Mrs. Ritterbottle. But you take it to the next level when you have a child. And part of that parental, in addition to the unconditional love of being a parent, you know, the worry, the concern. So when it comes time to find them a vehicle, the first question is going to be, what's cool? It's going to be, what's safe? What's dependable? Because you don't want your new driver or your student heading off to college. They're going to have enough expense. They don't need to be taking a car into the shop every week with issues. This is why we encourage you to look for that first vehicle at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. I see they just added a 2015 Nissan Versa into the category of vehicles under $10,000. This one's $8,200. And a 2014 Nissan Altima and a Murano. Now, my nuclear physicist sister will buy only Nissan products because she just studies anything she's going to purchase, and she knows the physics behind what makes something good. So that's the only brand she ever buys. We did our own research, and we were very pleased with the safety features built into the Volkswagen Jetta. And they have a number of options with 2012 and 11 Jettas. And they have the diesel version available, which will save a lot of money on gas. And if you're looking for something low-end for maybe a brand-new driver, there's a beautiful 2004 Hyundai Elantra GLS. Now, every single one of these cars has been thoroughly vetted by the Ingram team of mechanics. Otherwise, they go off to auction. In fact, the great majority of trades they take in go straight to auction. Those that make it to the lot have earned their way there with engines that are ready to deliver reliable driving miles, bodies with good vehicle histories that gleam and look beautiful, and interiors that have been well-maintained by previous owners. And it's all waiting for you at 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can browse online dozens of photos of every vehicle they sell inside and out at jackingram.com. 648, the cheap and trashy, coming up.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University and the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online. 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out, so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
Woohoo!
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fast asleep on his favorite recliner. Stronger than all the dads of all the kids in your school. Able to leap small toys left on the driveway.
Look, in that minivan.
It's a guy.
It's a man.
It's my dad.
Yes, your dad. A guy who sometimes cooks dinner, but never makes the chicken the way mommy does. Your dad, who belts his louder than anyone you know. Dad, who will dole out punishment after you just wait for him to get home from work, mister. And who, on Sunday morning, doesn't want you to bother him while he's reading the newspaper on the bowl, fights a never-ending battle for beer, riding lawnmowers, and the American way!
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, two seasons and one day apart. The NHL season yesterday, and last night, the Toronto Raptors became the first team outside the U.S. to win the NBA championship.
And that's it. There's a new NBA champion, and it's a team from Toronto, Canada. We the North are now we the champions, the Raptors, the 2019 NBA champs.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Kevin Durant, you know, the San Francisco fans are furious because they put him in the game the other day, claiming he wasn't healed.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because they were behind in the series, they wanted to win it. Now he ruptured his Achilles tendon, and he's out for a whole year. So they have some issues. Cuba Gooding Jr., charged with a misdemeanor count of forcible touching. There's a video evidence he says will clear him of this allegation, but TMZ got their hands on surveillance video, and it looks like Cuba definitely touched the thigh of his accuser, but the breast groping is debatable. It seems weird since it's in front of his girlfriend, and it's kind of hard to tell if he's pulling her hand up to kiss it or she's pushing his hand away. Anyway, he's been charged. We'll see how that all plays out. Usually, money changes hands and it goes away. Men in Black International opens today.
Really? I didn't even... Oh,
what?
Good Lord. Like, I knew the movie was made. I've been watching trailers for it. I haven't been particularly interested. That's the thing, though. Because the trailers did not interest me, I wasn't paying attention to the release date.
Yeah.
I had no idea it was coming out today.
When Rich and I went to see Godzilla on IMAX, they showed the trailer for this, and I hated it. It's not a movie I felt the least bit inclined to see. And the first one was okay with Tommy Lee Jones.
Men in Black 2 wasn't bad.
I'll take your word for it.
It also had Tommy Lee Jones in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't see 3, and that had Tommy Lee Jones in it, too.
3 was really good, if only for Josh Brolin playing young Tommy Lee Jones.
See, I didn't see it because I thought it was just going to be a bunch of
and doing
poop.
All the Tommy Lee Jones stuff. I really like 3. This one looks like crap.
I know, but
I have
still
no desire to see this one. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Move on.
I
Sorry.
Totally forgot about it.
Sidebar.
I had no idea.
Shaft
Toy Story 4 is next weekend.
What is?
Toy Story 4.
See, but I'll ask you a question about that off air. I've heard a rumor, and I'm going to Google.
Why is this? What is this off air stuff?
Because I don't want. Because I just.
We don't do things off air.
We are.
We air it out in the open.
Well, so maybe somebody out there knows. I heard a rumor that Buzz Lightyear was going to have a questionable lifestyle or. Yes, and so I'm just curious if there's anything to this.
It's a toy.
It's still, we're doing that in movies nowadays where they're like, have you heard about the new thing about...
What would be his questionable lifestyle?
That's what I wanted to ask. But, Frozen 2, they dropped the trailer, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to make one of the characters have, a female partner. I'm just curious,
it's
if
your
this
sister,
is...
isn't it?
No, not like each other. No, not like Elsa and Anna are a thing.
Which I understand.
They're not sister wives, okay?
Location.
We're not going there.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google it. I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Yeah, probably should have done it off air. Go ahead, Greg. Sorry to hijack the segment.
Among other things we should probably discuss off air is a show called Euphoria on HBO. It's a show about high schoolers. And it doesn't skimp on the sex and drugs. In fact, creator Sam Levinson says there isn't originally a scene that it's an homage to Carrie, the shower scene in
really?
Carrie. And it has 30, and I have to use the anatomical terms here, okay? The original scene included 110 dinkies.
Whoa!
What?
Yeah, 110. They were told to cut it down.
Dinkies.
So that was 30 dinkies in the shower scene now.
Dinkies.
It's dinky.
Wow.
It rolls upstairs.
Taylor Swift's next album is called Lover, and it'll have its own clothing line.
Oh, jeez. All right, that's fine. Sure.
Jay-Z became the first billion-dollar rapper. Who will be the next billionaire rapper to make $1 billion singing about how rotten life is? And I think on the odds and ends, Adam Lambert says a Bohemian Rhapsody sequel doesn't make sense. And the only reason they're considering it is because the first one did very well. They like to make money.
Again, I haven't seen it. I don't know how the first one ended. So, yeah, a sequel probably doesn't make sense.
And here, Roger Daltrey says The Who's new album... They're still making new music. Is their best since Quadrophenia in 1973.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Quadrophenia sucked. It was not up there with their previous efforts, so I'm not impressed. But it might be fun to listen to some new Who.
They're doing a tour.
New Who.
Well, that's the thing with bands. They like to inflict their new music on you. Look, we're still talented. We can still make it. But nobody's playing it. You know, that's the thing. We are at 6:58 right about now. Chad Sasser is probably parking his car in front of Lewis Long, getting ready to put his key in the front door and open it up. And, boy, what's going on at Lewis Long this year is fantastic to share because they have expanded their showroom space. and they are now able to sell tractor mowers. They have a big display of tractor mowers, a new line of product they brought in to the location at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. I wanted to double-check one of my fact points on that. They're in stock. They're considered a non-zero turn, but for those who need a zero turn, they have an incredible selection of Echo, X-Mark, Toro mowers. Toro is my brand. I still got an 11-year-old Toro that is mowing the lawn at the house I'm renting. And just get it tuned every year. And by the way, take it to Lewis Lawn and get it tuned. Get the blade sharpened. That's a very easy process. You just detach it at the flywheel. If the mower